So let's review. Zakta Mishnah, Hamasker Bais Lechaveroi, Hamasker Chai Bedelis Benagur Ubeminel, Ubecholda Beshemaisa Uman. The landlord must provide all things that require a craftsman, such as the door, the bolt, and the lock. The renter provides all other things that do not require a craftsman. Rav Sheshes explains, Makim Mezuzah HaSeicher Eseyu. The renter must put up the doorpost to which the mezuzah is affixed, because Lav Maisa Umanhu, Efshar Hu Beguf Sudikanya. Even if it was made from stone, it does not require a craftsman, since he can put the mezuzah into a hollow reed and attach it to the doorpost without boring a hole. The Gemara cites a brayso, Ala Seicher Lasas Le Mezuzah. The renter must provide the actual mezuzah because mezuzah Chebes Hadarhi. The obligation of mezuzah is upon the one who actually lives in the house, not the owner. And when the renter vacates the house, he may not remove it and take it along, because the Tais explains, Shamazikin boin bebaye she'im bemezuzah. The spirits come to a house where there is no mezuzah. However, if the owner of the house is a non-Jew, the renter should remove the mezuzah to prevent it from bezayin. The Mishnah continues, Hazevel shabal habayis. The manure in the yard belongs to the owner, not to the renter. The renter keeps only the ash from the oven and the stove. I think Amar explains that it depends on the following. If the yard was also rented to the seicher, even the manure of other oxen belongs to him because it's his chatzur. And the manure of the seicher's oxen, even if the yard was not rented to him, belongs to the seicher because it came from his oxen and he does not relinquish it to the bala chatzur. If the yard was not rented to the seicher and it was used only by the owner's oxen, the manure certainly belongs to the owner because it came from his oxen and it's his chatzur. The Mishnah, however, refers to b'chatzur demaskir b'teri de'asu ma'amu kamuba. The yard was not rented to the seicher and it was used by other people's oxen, and even so, the manure belongs to the owner because, as Rashi explains, stam glolim afkuri bailim. It is assumed that the owners of the oxen declare the manure ownerless, and the owner of the yard acquires it through kinyan chatzur. And therefore, afilu kadma seicher be'gbiyin lo'i zacha behen. Even if the renter actually picked them up first, he does not acquire them, as Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says, chatzer shel adam koine le'shelo midaita. One's yard can acquire on his behalf, even without his knowledge. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion of the halacha of chatzer shel adam koine le'shelo midaita, and the Gemara explains the following. This halacha applies only to chatzah hamishtameres, a yard that is secure, but does not apply to chatzah she'eni mishtameres, a yard that is not secure. Regarding avir chatzeroi, the airspace of the yard, Abai holds even if mifsik kli, even if a utensil separates between the avir and the ground, the airspace acquires for the bala chatzah, while Rava holds if mifsik kli, the airspace does not acquire. Kol eicha de'ihu matzi zachile, chatzeri zachile. Only if the owner was able to acquire the item through his own kinyan, does his chatzur require for him. If the owner was not able to acquire the item, the chatzur does not acquire for him either. As in the halacha of Yoni Shevich v'Yoni Aliyah Chayavis b'Shiluach. If a bird laid eggs in someone's yard, and the mitzvah to send over the mother before taking the eggs does apply. Although the mitzvah applies only to eggs that are hefker, however, since asul lezakis bebeitzim kol zman she'im revetzes haleim, one may not acquire the eggs while the mother lays on them, the chatzur does not acquire them for him, and they are still considered hefker. Zakta the Mishnah, Hamasker bayis lechaveru l'shana, nisabra hashana, nisabra l'seicher. If a person rented out his house per year and afterward it became a leap year, the renter gains the extra month and pays only for 12 months because, as Rashi explains, she'ibra b'chlal shana. The extra month is included in the year. If the house was rented out per month and afterward it became a leap year, the owner gains the extra month and the renter pays for 13 months. And the Gemara adds the following to the Mishnah. If he specified both, the rental is 12 dinar per year, 1 dinar per month, they split the extra month and the renter pays for half a month. And there was such an incident in the town of Tzipori, where a person rented a bathhouse and specified both per month and per year. And they ruled that they split the extra month because, as Rashi explains, When a person makes a statement and there is a contradiction between the first and the last part, it is uncertain whether we consider only the first part and the rental is per year, or we consider only the last part and the rental is per month. Therefore, they split it. And even the apach meipach yachloiku, even if the order was in the reverse, first per month and then per year, they also split the month because of the same suffix, so lo yadinin itavas lashon rishon or lashon achron. The Gemara cites three opinions of Amiram regarding the Mishnah's ruling. Shmuel agrees with the Mishnah that it's a suffix, and therefore makes the following distinction. The Mishnah refers to a case of beba be'emtza chaydish yachloiku, and as Rashi explains, if the owner comes in the middle of the month and tells the renter, "Tzei mi beisi, oiten li schar chaydish deh," you either leave or pay me for the extra month, they split the month. Because v'chimesavkalon be'ezel loshen natvis, masha dobar kvar amrinan hemin mamal chaskasai. Since we're not sure which terms to consider, regarding the first half month that the renter already used the house, the owner cannot extract payment from him because the renter is muchzik in his money, and perhaps tafas lashon rishon and would go per year. Regarding the second half month that the renter did not use the house yet, the owner does extract payment from him because the owner is muchzik in his house and perhaps tafas lashon achron and would go per month. However, babet chilas chaydish kud lamasker. If the owner comes in the beginning of the month, he extracts the entire month from the renter because hemet karka becheskes balal. And bo besayf chaydish kula l'seicher. If the owner comes at the end of the month, he does not extract anything from the renter because the renter has a cheskes mammon for the entire month. Rav disagrees with the Mishnah and holds that it's not a suffix. Therefore, he said, Yehavoi hasam havihivna lekula l'masker. I would have ruled that the owner gains the extra month regardless of when it comes, because Rav holds with certainty tafas lashon achron. We only consider the final term, and the rental was per month. And therefore, de'apek meipach kulei l'secher. If the order was in reverse, first per month, and then per year, the secher gets the extra month because tafas lashon achron, and the rental was per year. Rav Nachman agrees that it's a suffix, but disagrees with the Mishnah's ruling. Because karka becheskes balal kayemes, as Rashi explains, afilo bo besayf chaydish kulei lamasker. Even if the owner comes at the end of the month, he extracts the whole month from the renter, because shasafik le achshav noilad, ele mitchilas chaydish noilad. The question did not arise when the owner actually comes, but at the beginning of the month, and at that time the owner is muchzik in his house. And therefore, the apach meipach kulei lamasker. Even if the order was in reverse, first per month and then per year, the owner gets the entire month, because karka becheskes balal kayemes.